When we talk about multicells, determining their motion is usually a little more challenging than for ordinary storms or supercells because there's usually quite a bit at work. Multicell motion is governed primarily by shear and cold pool interactions, the amount of low-level convergence that's available, which can also be influenced by the storms themselves. Instability and moisture gradients can also impact multicell storm motion, as can three-dimensional boundary interactions. The bottom line, though, multicell motion boils down to two different things related to shear and cold pool interactions, and that's advection plus propagation.